Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us this morning is Meritazine Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
Now, we're talking about the cold and hard to believe spring break is right around the corner, but you guys got to start promoting some of the programs that's coming up for it.
That's right. You know, spring break is coming quick, and in the Meritazine District 4-H program, we have a lot. We're offering something almost every single day of spring break for our kids to do. So there's a lot of opportunities for our youth to get out and learn some new things and have a lot of fun over spring break when they're out of school anyway. So I'm going to start off with a couple of cookie classes that my coworkers are actually doing. So Abby Powell might talk a little bit more about this, and Kendra Browning as well is doing it. But they're hosting cookie classes. They have them on the 17th of March in Mound City and on the 19th of March in Paola. So they're doing, I don't know exactly what kind of cookies they're doing, but if you're interested in that, check out our website or our Facebook pages for more information, because I know registration is open for those. And all of these are limited in numbers because, you know, we don't have enough space and we don't have enough people to help with a lot. So there are limits on all of these. A couple of other classes that I'm personally doing is I have art workshops scheduled for the 19th from 11:30, in the Mound City office, and on the 20th from 9:30 to 11:30 in the Paola office. And we're going to do the sculpture. It's a sculpture, watercolor sculpture, where we basically, you make a form with wire, and then we're going to cover it with rice paper and then do watercolor to color those in. So lots of different ideas on that. It can be abstract. It can be like flowers. It could be really a lot of different things. So if you would like to learn that and you're 7 to 18 years old, check out our Facebook page or our website for more information on those workshops. And then on the 21st, we're doing bread in a bag workshop at the Paola office. Or bread basics, I'm sorry, I called it bread basics, but we're going to basically make yeast bread in a bag, and I will walk the kids through different things you can do with it. We're going to make a small loaf, so they're going to learn how to actually shape a loaf of bread with that recipe. Then we're also going to make pizzas for lunch, so a mini pizza, personal pizza for them for lunch, using that same bread dough from the bag, and then we're going to finish off the other third of the dough is going to go into making some cinnamon rolls. And we're going to talk about different ways you can shape breads and different things you can do and how a basic bread recipe can actually do all, it's so versatile, it can do all these things. So if you're interested in that and are 7 to 18 years old, be sure and sign up for that too. That one starts at 10 and goes till 2 o'clock on that Friday the 21st. So we're trying to keep our kids in the Meritazine District busy over spring break, and hopefully we'll have a lot of people who want to, a lot of our youth who want to come out and learn some new skills and have some fun with us during their spring break.
It sounds like a ton of fun, to be honest. I'm a little jealous that I don't get a spring break myself.
Aren't we all?
Well, tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.